This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Joe Biden made a new plea Monday to Americans as the Omicron virus continues to pop up around the world. The president asking people to get vaccinated or get booster shots if they've already received the vaccination. President Biden said he does not currently believe that additional shutdowns of the businesses and schools are needed because of the new Omicron threat. He said he would spare no effort to fight the new variant. But health officials expressed the hope that those already vaccinated have a measure of protection against it, even as more scientific studies are being conducted. The new Omicron variant of the coronavirus was first identified in South Africa. Now the World Health Organization is warning of perils ahead. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus spoke at a special session of the World Health Assembly in Geneva Monday. He said Omicron's very emergence is another reminder that although many of us think we are done with COVID-19, it is not done with us. He went on saying, our most immediate task, therefore, is to end this pandemic. Portugal said Monday it had detected 13 cases of the new coronavirus variant. They were all involving players and staff of top division soccer club Belenenses SAD. One of the people involved had recently returned from South Africa. Six cases of the Omicron variant have been found in Scotland, two each in Canada and Australia, and 13 in the Netherlands. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. And don't forget, you can always download the VOA News app. This is VOA News. Twitter founder and CEO Jack Dorsey is stepping down as the company's leader. In a news release, Twitter said Dorsey would be replaced by Parag Agrawal, who has been the company's chief technology officer since 2017. The move is effective immediately. Dorsey said in a statement posted to Twitter that the company is ready to move on from its founders. Dorsey founded the microblogging service in 2006 and was CEO until 2008, when he was pushed aside, only to return to the top spot in 2015. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said on Monday that a door could be opening for nuclear talks if it agrees to lifting economic sanctions. He said if the United States comes with the removal of the sanctions, the real removal of the sanctions, it can certainly receive the ticket for returning to the nuclear deal's negotiations room. President Biden has signaled that he wants to rejoin the deal. Latvia's defense minister, Artis Pabriks, said his country needs a permanent U.S. military presence in order to deter Russia and wants to boost its defenses with U.S. Patriot missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to arrive in Latvia's capital, Riga, late on Monday before a meeting on Tuesday with 29 NATO counterparts. The alliance is alarmed by a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's borders. Prompted by Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and Moscow's support for separatists in eastern Ukraine, NATO has deployed four multinational battalion-sized battle groups to defend Poland and the Baltic states of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia since July 2017. The organizations coordinating the distribution of donated COVID-19 vaccines in Africa said Monday that the quality of the donations needs to improve. The African Vaccine Acquisition Trust, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and COVAX said in a joint statement, quote, the majority of the donations to date have been ad hoc, provided with little notice and short shelf lives, making it extremely challenging for countries to plan vaccination campaigns and increase absorptive capacity. COVAX is the UN-backed global initiative to distribute vaccines to low- and middle-income countries. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.